of the day, huh, Mark? Mark, what are you listening to? Puss in Boots? With their new hit single, Smell the Hell. You gotta be kidding. Nice lyrics. I hate you. You're garbage. I'm puking. You're garbage. Which reminds me, you forgot to take out the garbage.
Hey, everybody.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. Look at this, Brad. Got a letter from the University of North Carolina.
Here's an uplifting tune. I feel the fungus.
From North Carolina. This is that scout that was at practice the other day. He says he's looking at me for a soccer scholarship.
University of North Carolina? That's not in Michigan.
Dad, I have a chance at playing for the Tar Heels. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
This is great. Now, remember, though, you have 2 more years of school. You're going to have to keep that grade point average up.
That's right. It's like when those technical schools were romancing me. They didn't want to let my grades go down.
They couldn't go down.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm going to work harder than ever because now I've got something to shoot for.
Congratulations.
I'm going to go call Jason.
A scholarship. You know what that would mean?
It means he's going to get a great education.
Oh, yeah. But with the money we'd save, I could start another hot rod.
Tim, if Brad is lucky enough to get a scholarship, we aren't going to be buying any cars. We have 2 more kids times 4 more years of college. You do the math.
I married you so I wouldn't have to do the math.
Want to get together next Friday?
No.
No, we can't. We're busy. What are we busy doing? We're, sawing wood.
Dinner, Randy. Dinner.
We're sawing wood for dinner. You see, we make a table, then we eat off it. Yeah. No. We'll let you know when we're free. Okay. Goodbye. That was close.
Yeah. Who are these people and why are you trying to avoid them?
These people are Kathy Sims and Greg Clark, the most annoying kids at school.
They're like an old married couple. Ever since they heard we were together, they've been bugging us to double date.
I think they smell our fear.
Randy, it's not really nice to duck people.
Oh, well, you would know being one of the all-time great couple duckers.
Me, I am not a couple ducker.
Come on, Mom. I mean, remember the Goodmans? For a month, we couldn't turn on our lights so they wouldn't know we're back from vacation.
We don't know what to do, Mrs. Taylor. We're desperate.
Now, I don't really condone this. But if you have to avoid somebody, here's what you do. Whenever they want to get together, be agreeable but vague. Use phrases like, after the holidays, or when things settle down. Oh, if you ever run into them unexpectedly, be sure that you always have some emergency that you have to deal with.
This family, you don't even have to make that up.
Thanks, Mrs. Taylor.
Welcome.
You ready to go to the mall?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, when are you guys going to be back?
Oh, you know, when things settle down.
Honey, you should see Brad at soccer practice. He was incredible.
I was the bomb.
No, you were the man.
I'm the man.
Hey, ooh, ow!
Chest bumping. Something you never see 2 women do.
I'd pay a lot of money to see it, though.
Yeah, Coach Martino seemed pretty excited about me getting that recruiting letter.
We're all excited about it. But remember what he said. They send out 300 letters and only 5 kids get the scholarships.
How do I make sure I'm one of those 5?
Come on, you got to work harder than the other 295. Pay attention to your personal trainer.
I don't have a personal trainer.
You do now. Drop and give me 20. Blow it out. 17. Come on. 18. Push it. 19. Good. 20. Lock it up. Let's put another plate on, one more set. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Dad, another set. I'm kind of tired.
Tired? Look, we've got a goal. We've got to do everything we can to achieve that goal. Because what do we want?
Scholarship.
And how are we going to get it?
Hard work.
I can't hear you.
Hard work.
I can't hear you.
Hard work.
I can't hear you.
Hard work.
I hear you.
Does everybody know what time it is?
School time.
That's right. Finford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Woo!
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Heidi. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. Of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Well, today, Al and I join you for our Tool Time salute.
Oi, my back!
To fitness. And who better to help us out than those lean, mean construction machines from Bay City, the boys from K&B Construction. Bring them out.
Now, cheer for Rock, Pete, and Dwayne.
It's good to see you guys.
Always great to be here, Timmy.
All right. What do you guys do to stay in shape?
Well, not as much as you might think, Tim.
Pete's idea of a workout is the old one-arm donut curl.
Is fitness a big deal at K&B Construction?
Ah, it's job one, Timmy. According to researchers at K&B R&D, being in shape can help prevent injuries at the workplace.
Well, the only way I can prevent injuries in our workplace is if Tim calls in sick.
That's a good one.
You know, Tim, studies have shown that hammering or any repetitive movement with the hand can cause carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm. To prevent this, my exercise program goes something like this.
Be sure to consult a physician before starting such a strenuous exercise program.
Rock, what do you do to stay in shape?
Well, during lunch breaks, I teach jazzercise.
Doesn't sound too manly, Rock.
We do it 80 stories up on a steel girder.
Well, that'll put wind in your leotard.
Well, speaking of leotards, it's time to introduce our next guest, who happens to be a professional bodybuilder.
Not just a professional, Al, a 3-time world champion here at Cobo Hall at the fitness show this week. Hiding by bodybuilder, please, Ms. Corey Everson. It's very good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Corey's here to show us how to prevent injuries in the workplace.
Yes, and one of the leading injuries in the workplace is injury to the low back.
That's right.
Because you're using improper body mechanics. So, proper body mechanics. Use your legs to lift, not your back, and never rotate and torque your spine.
That's what happened.
You know, Corey, there's some men out there that probably don't think women can lift the iron with the men, you know? I'm not one of them, of course. But let's just, for the sake of argument, do you want to go mono to womano?
You want to compete against me?
Yeah.
You do know that I'm a professional bodybuilder, right?
I could have gone pro, but I wanted to keep my eligibility open for the Olympics.
What event was that, Timmy? Synchronized gluing a board to your head?
I remember that!
Do you guys ever wonder why it's been 3 years since I've had you on the show? Let's get to it.
Tim, she looks pretty strong. I think she could bench press us.
And by the way, any time.
Okay, let's try a nice lightweight. Let's say 130 pounds.
Okay, looks good to me.
Here's your legs. Calm down, fool. Oh! Yeah!
All right! Timmy!
firing, Corey.
What was that?
What was what? Maybe you're not as strong as you thought, Corey.
Just hold on a second. I just need a better grip.
Maybe you need the help of a big, strong man.
Go,
yeah! You shaved 2 seconds off your last try now, some ball handling. All right? Use your eyes. Come on. Yeah, yeah.
Brad, it's Friday night. Wouldn't you rather be out having fun with your friends?
No, Mom. Can't have fun. Dad says I need work on my ball control, and I'm gonna keep doing it so I can score more goals.
This kid's gonna be a superstar. Right, honey?
I guess so.
I can't hear you!
Tim, I've come inside. I want to talk to you first.
Don't slow down. I'll be right back.
All right.
Don't you think you're being a little hard on him?
He loves his stuff. Keep your knees up!
Look, soccer has always been fun for him. I don't want you working him to death and turning the whole thing into a chore.
This is the difference between you and me. You look at the glass, you say it's half empty. I look at the glass and I say... it's broken.
Hi, sweetie.
Mom, kill me this can. My nails are still wet.
Why did you paint your nails black?
Why'd you paint yours pink?
Oh, okay. I get it. You're trying to express yourself. It's just part of growing up. I think it's really cool. Yeah, in fact, you know what? I think they look great. God, help me. Hi, guys. How's
it
going?
Mrs. Taylor.
Terrible. A couple we've been avoiding cornered us after school.
Yeah, now we got a double date with Kathy and Greg tonight.
What happened to all the excuses I gave you?
Shot down one by one. You know, you should ask Dad how he ducks people.
He doesn't have to worry about it. He's the one people are ducking.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Got hung up at work. If we hurry, we can catch the second half of the soccer game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Look what I had made.
Goal, Brad, goal.
Hey, oh, if your kid's a winner, you gotta flaunt it, right?
Yeah, right.
What are you doing all?
Coach kicked me off the team.
Why did the coach kick you off the team?
Because I told him off when he benched me.
Why did he bench you?
More importantly, who are you to tell your coach off?
Mom, we were up 6-0 thanks to me, and then our coach gets this idea that he should put in some of the crappy players.
The crappy players?
I'm just trying to build up my stats. I had 3 goals and it wasn't even halftime.
I don't care if you had three goals at halftime? I don't care if you had 600 goals. The coach runs the team, Brad.
The coach wouldn't have a team without me.
Me. Where did you become the center of your own universe?
Why don't you ask your shirt?
Shirts don't talk.
Dad, we've worked so hard for this. You've got to go in there and talk some sense into my coach.
There's no way your father's going in to talk to your coach.
Oh, I'll talk to his coach, all right.
Thank you.
I'll tell him my kid was wrong. He deserves to be kicked off the team.
So now you're bailing on me.
No, don't start this.
No, I see how it is.
Wait, hold on.
I thought we were in this together, but you know what? I guess I was wrong.
What is with him? Where do you get the idea that I would approve of him disobeying the coach?
I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with Brad. You're awesome. Brad, you're the bomb. I can't hear you!
Oh. You're blaming this on me?
No, I'm not just blaming you. I blame every man who thinks that sports are the only thing that matters in the whole world. I blame the press for only writing about winners. I blame the networks for making every game seem like life and death. I blame the advertisers who only care about selling beer and $200 sneakers.
You're a rather angry woman, aren't you?
Easy there, neighbor. You might end up herniating your nucleus pulvis and end up with a radiculopathy.
What?
A pain in your butt.
Oh. Is your yoga class over already, Wilson?
Yeah, but I thought I might continue on with a little bit of weight training. You know, firm and toned.
Why don't you try covered and hidden?
So, where's Brad? I thought you were training him.
I was. You get kicked off the soccer team for mouthing off the coach. I wonder if I'm putting too much pressure on him.
You know, Tim, my father and I went through the same thing together.
You played soccer?
No. Bagpipes. You know, Tim, I was quite a prodigy, but my father used to pressure me to practice 5 hours a day, and that pressure brought on one of the darkest days of my life. Tim, at the St. Patrick's Day parade, I showboated. Without shame, I drowned out the entire all-city leprechaun choir.
That reminds me of the
time... Tim, we're talking about me.
Sorry.
My father realized that his badgering was partly the cause of my behavior.
What did he do about it?
Well, he lightened up. He said, do your best. If you're not the greatest bagpipe player in the world, it's okay. Oh, Tim, I felt so much better. I sat right down. I wrote a letter of apology to each and every leprechaun.
Wow. Did you have to write really, really tiny?
No, Tim, I didn't.
Very funny, Dad.
Turn that other thing up for a minute, will you? I want to talk to you.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, there is. I want to talk about teamwork. You know, Barry Sanders, one of the greatest running backs alive, not much without his offensive line. Michael Andretti, great driver, not much without his pit crew. Michael Jordan, bad example.
Dad, I know what you're trying to say, but it's too late. I'm off the team.
Listen for a minute. The reason I wanted the scholarship so bad for you is because you have great athletic ability. You know, I never played sports when I was your age.
Yeah, I know. Grandma says you stunk.
It wasn't because I stunk. It's because I wasn't interested in sports, that's all.
Well, she said you couldn't catch a ball to save your life.
Well, it wasn't because I didn't catch a ball.
She said you have two left feet.
Let me tell you something about Grandma for a minute, all right? Grandma, great. What a role model. Threw like a girl all the time. And was always passed down close for me to go out and have sports. You try playing football in tap shoes.
Try that, huh?
Let's just forget about Grandma, okay?
Yeah.
And her cube steak and stewed tomato dinner for me if I go to football games. I couldn't even think. I had so much gas, for God's sakes. Okay. The reason I wanted you to do this is because you're good at soccer. I just wanted you to realize your full potential.
That's what I want.
But none of that will happen unless you show good judgment and respect for other people.
So I guess I blew it.
No, we both blew it. I got too excited about this scholarship, and I put too much pressure on you, Brad.
So what do we do now?
What we do now? I say we talk to your coach.
What if he doesn't take me back?
I think he will. You got to apologize. I do a little explaining. Huh?
Thanks, Dad.
You bet. If it doesn't work out, I know a guy that can set you up with a bagpipe scholarship.
It's just really great that you guys finally found the time to get together with Greg and me.
You're not an easy couple to pin down.
And yet, you managed to catch us.
So how's your double date going?
Well, you remember how I told you that Kathy and Greg were the most annoying people in school?
Uh-huh.
They're actually the most annoying people on Earth.
Kathy and I can't wait to go bowling with you guys. I have a 180 average, you know.
Oh, Greg, you're so showy.
I'm not showy. She always brings us up in front of other couples.
I do not.
Please, last Thursday night at the movies with Dan and Irene, what was that, huh?
Oh, you know what, Greg? Don't start with me, okay?
I'm not starting. You started with me.
This is a nightmare.
All right. Well, look at the bright side. The bowling alley closes in 5.5 hours.
Let's go bowling.
This is it. We're sunk.
So, I'm ready to go bowling. How about you guys?
You coming with us?
Oh, I always go on all of Randy's dates. A boy needs his mother.
That's right.
Lauren, you're okay with this?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, on really special occasions, his grandmother comes too.
Just me and my women.
I just realized I can't go bowling.
You can't?
I forgot my shoe inserts.
You know what? We should do this another time.
Yeah, you know, sometime after the holidays.
When things settle down.
Okay, great, I'll call you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll have to worry about ducking Kathy and Greg anymore.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. You know, you are so much cooler than my parents.
I am?
Yeah. They have this thing about lying. They think it's wrong.
That's why I love my mom.
Lord of the Rivets! And one, two, three, four!